This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to hour number two of Ron Segi Today, nationwide and around the world. And can you believe it's the last weekend of September? I can't believe how fast September has gone by. Well, on our show this hour is Kelly Martin. Now, Kelly is an actress, and she got her start down here at Universal Studios. And I can remember the day she walked into our studios at Universal. She was like 15, 16 years old. Delightful little lady. And now she's married and has two daughters, and she's starring in a TV show on the Hallmark Channel. We'll be talking to Kelly. Then back for season number two on NBC, and the show is Superstore. Ben Feldman will be here. Ryan Serhant, he is a host of Million Dollar Listings on the Bravo Channel. And then we'll close things out with Peter Dunn, known as Peter the Planner. And that's all coming up the second hour with Ron Segi Today.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Nationwide and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi Today. When I found out our next guest was going to be on the show today, I was very, very excited. She's going to be talking about the Hallmark Movies and Mysteries presentation, a franchise that is highly successful called the Haley Dean Mystery. Joining us right now is our friend, Kelly Martin. Hi, Kelly. Welcome back to the show.
Hi. Nice to talk to you again. I think the first time I talked to you, I was working on Matinee, right?
That's what I was going to talk about. What a great memory. You were in our studio. In fact, I have that picture in our studio. I don't know, you were 12 years old? How old were you?
I think I was about 16.
Oh, 16, okay.
And, yeah, I was in Orlando shooting Matinee and with John Goodman.
Right.
And that was the first time I met you.
That's exactly right. You came to the studio with your mom, I think it was.
I did, yes. My mom was always in tow. She stayed on set with me until I was probably about 18.
My two sons were extras in that movie, and a fun movie to watch, and still is. It still wears well today.
It really does. It's kind of a bit of a classic. I hear on Twitter all the time people who are, like, today discovering Matinee, and it really, really holds up. People absolutely love that movie.
I need to send you this picture of you and I. It's in our studio. I treasure it, really, because so many times, you know, you talk to somebody that is young, and then they kind of fade off and do other things, but you stuck to it, boy, and it has been successful.
Yeah, you know, I really have stuck to it. It's been a really amazing journey for me, and what's nice about acting is it's always been there for me, and I'm able to kind of live my life and then go back to it and then live my life and then go back to it, and that's unusual, and I'm very grateful for that.
You lived here, though, for a while, didn't you, while you were filming that?
Uh, I was in Orlando that summer, whatever year that was.
Yeah.
So I lived down there for just a couple months. But pretty much I've always lived in Los Angeles. We shoot Haley Dean in Vancouver, though, uh-huh. which is, you know, it's a little bit of an escape for me. I have two kids now, so I have an amazing husband who watches them while I'm gone. And when I go up there, I can just really focus on work and take care of myself because the hours are so insane. But basically, I've just always been in Los Angeles.
Oh, okay. Well, that's great. Well, I'm glad that you have a husband that is so understanding in this business. Sometimes that's hard to find.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about the mystery series, the Haley Dean mystery. Now, this has a three-part, kind of a trio type thing that's going to be presented this coming Sunday. That's going to be the mystery 2x2 murder. Then it comes on again the 10th, A Marriage Made for Murder. And then it will have an episode of A Will to Kill on at 7 o'clock Eastern and Pacific Time on Hallmark Movies. The Hallmark Channel, Kelly, does a terrific job. I mean, these people for television, these could be motion pictures. They do such a great job.
Yeah, they really do. And I think, you know, the romantic comedies that air on the Hallmark Channel are so beloved by everyone. And then the Mystery Channel has something totally different for people. And what it does is it has contemporary mysteries, but they are reminiscent of things like Murder, She Wrote.
Yes.
So it's those kinds of, you know, they call them cozy mysteries, but they're not just cozy mysteries. They really do have this timeless quality to them, and I think that's what I love so much about Haley Dean, is it really could be Jessica Fletcher, or it could be Columbo in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Hallmark knows their audience, and they're very loyal to their audience, so their audience is very loyal to them. So I know people are going to be very excited about these movies. And I did a series for them called Mystery Woman, which we did 10 episodes of that, and people love. And Haley Dean is very reminiscent of Mystery Woman. So if you liked Mystery Woman and you like me in Mystery Woman, you will like me in Haley Dean.
I'd like you in anything, Kelly, I'll be honest with you. Everything you do, I like you. But the quality of their production is, like I said before, sensational. A lot of times when something is made for television or cable, it doesn't have the motion picture quality. But boy, when it comes to Hallmark, they do it like it's going to be, you know, a worldwide release in motion pictures.
Yeah.
And up for an Academy Award.
Yeah, they do a great job. I'm really lucky that I get to work with them. I've actually been working with them since 2004.
Wow.
And I think that was when I did my first movie with them. And I feel like it's only gotten better.
Now, you're reunited with another actor, Chad Lowe, who was on Life Goes On with you. So that's got to be kind of common territory working together. That's cool.
Oh, so fun. Yeah, they wanted to have kind of this friend from my past come back into Haley's life. And Chad will be in all three of these episodes, and they wanted it to kind of be special. And I actually suggested Chad because I haven't worked with him since Life Goes On, and we've been wanting to work together again. So he was available and totally into it. So I got to work with him again, which was, you know, so surprisingly familiar. I mean, the last time I worked with him, I was 16 or 17 years old, and it was just, you know, like looking into these eyes of someone who I've known for so many years.
Sure.
It just makes my job so much easier.
And it's a comfort zone for you too, and I'm sure for him also.
Yeah, absolutely. We had a lot of fun, and I think people who like Life Goes On are going to be very excited to see us together again.
Now, this, of course, for those who may not know, is a series that was created by Nancy Grace, New York Times bestselling mm-hmm. author. She's quite a talented lady. We've had her on the show in the past. She's really hooked onto something with this, and I know that in the episodes that are going to be coming up, that there's going to be some shocking truth behind the murder of your fiancé, right?
Yes, and you know, actually with Nancy Grace, the Haley Dean book series is semi-autobiographical, so she actually lost her fiancé.
Really?
When she was in college. She was engaged to someone, and he was killed, and that made her change her life track, and she became a prosecutor as a result of her fiancé's death, and that's what Haley Dean did. So this is very personal for Nancy, and I'm so happy that we're able to collaborate together on this show, and definitely want to make sure we do her story justice.
Wow.
We obviously branch off from that kind of original autobiographical nugget, but it still is quite personal.
I never knew that. She's a strong lady. Probably very therapeutic for her to write these series then.
I would think. She also wanted me to be in the show. She was a Mystery Woman fan. So when she brought the show to Hallmark, she said to them in the meeting, before they attached me to it, that she really loved Mystery Woman and she wanted me to be on the show. So, but what's so funny is I don't even know if she knew my name at the time. She kept calling me the Mystery Woman, and subsequent meetings after that, when I met her, she'd call me the Mystery Woman. So it made me so happy that that character really was important to Nancy. She said it got her through her pregnancy. She watched Mystery Woman all, like, over and over. She is lovely, and it is so interesting to see why she's so passionate about victims' rights. It comes from a deeply personal place.
How long does it take you to do one of these episodes? Because it is like a movie.
Yeah, you know, it is. It's 2 hours. We shoot them in 15 days, so
wow.
It's quite quick.
Wow.
We shoot insane days. I mean, a normal show, like a normal drama, probably shoots around 6 pages a day at the most.
Right.
4 to 6 pages is a normal day for a television show. And we shoot up to 9 pages a day, so it's quite quick. And like I said, we shoot them up in Vancouver. So I go, and it's like, I mean, it is an intense couple of weeks for me.
I guess so.
I come back exhausted. But it's so much fun. You know, it's such a fun job. I get to go, you know, play pretend all day and work with interesting people. And so it doesn't feel like so much work, but it's a bit grueling sometimes.
Well, I have to be honest with you, and please take this as a compliment. I'm so proud of what you've done. I really am, because I was there in the beginning with you, and I just am so proud to see all the things that you've accomplished in this career. It's terrific, Kelly. It really
Thank
is.
You. Thank you. I really love what I do, and I also love that I have 2 little girls who can look at their mom and see, like, I've been working since I was 7, and I've gotten to just do what I love for my whole life. And so I hope it shows them that they should choose something that they really love and know that, you know, they can call it, kind of follow through with it. I still feel like I'm waiting to, like, do what I'm supposed to do when I grow up. I don't feel like I've grown up because I've always been an actor, so I still feel like I'm a little girl who's an actor. But it's pretty fun, so thank you for saying that.
Well, it's true that you are a great actress, and don't ever grow up from that side of it. The Haley Dean Mystery, 2+2 Murder, are going to be premiering this Sunday on Hallmark Movies and Mysteries, and then The Marriage Made for Murder next Sunday, and then I'll Want to Kill. Kelly, I don't have to tell you this, you are always welcome here. Thank you so much, and great luck, and it's always great visiting with you.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Okay, you too, Kelly. Bye-bye.
Bye.
She is one terrific girl. Lady now. And I still remember the day that she walked into our studios at Universal and only 15, 16 years old. Boy, she's come a long way. It's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the #1 silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
It's Ron Segi today, all across the USA and around the world. And there's a show out that I really think if any show is going to reach the masses, it's going to be this one, because there's a lot of empathy on what goes on there. It airs Thursday night at 8 o'clock, of course, on NBC, and it is called Superstore. Joining us right now is one of its stars, Ben Feldman. Hey, Ben, how you doing?
Well, I'm good. How you doing? Thanks for having me here.
Well, thank you for joining us. And I failed to mention in the introduction that you earned a 2012 Primetime Emmy Award nomination for Guest Actor.
How dare you not mention that in the introduction.
I want to tell you something.
That's how my wife refers to me. Everybody gets it's the most important thing.
I can just picture saying, instead of saying, Ben, wake up, she says, the 2012 Primetime Emmy Award nominated guest star in a drama series for Mad Men. I love that series. That was a great, great series. I hated to see that one go. But hey, you're on Superstore right now. I love the premise of this. After all the shopping, you can really understand the turmoil and the confusion that goes on in a superstore. I mean, what a great premise.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It's one of these, it's one of those premises that I can't believe we haven't seen it before.
Right.
And every single person I know and their brother and their mother has been like, oh, your show stole my idea. I wrote a script that was, you know, like, I've got family members in Poughkeepsie who are just like, I wrote that script. That was my idea. So, it's finally made it to air. and yeah, everybody has some kind of a connection to one of these big box stores, whether, you know, you work in it, which I feel like is, you know, half of America, or you visit one, which is the other half.
Well, you know, it's true. When I saw this, I thought to myself, why didn't they think of this like 45 years ago? Now, of course, the creator is Justin Spitzer, who wrote The Office, which is a great segue from an office atmosphere to a megastore.
Yeah, we share a lot of DNA with The Office. We've got, because there's Justin who created, but he brought some other producers, and, you know, even, like, the guy that's head of props on our show came from The Office, so...
Really?
We're definitely in that family, but we also kind of feel like we broke away and became our own thing as well. We're a little goofier and zanier and brighter, more colorful. So I'm happy to be part of that lineage.
Now, you are the character Jonah, who has been described as a dreamer, somebody that proves that work doesn't have to be boring, okay? But you're in a mass of really confused people. I mean, you've got, you know, employees that are part-timers. I love the seasonal employees, okay? The seasoned veterans, the newbies, you know, and then you get involved with the bargain hunters. Do you actually do it in a megastore? Do you actually film it, or is that the set?
We shot the pilot. The very first episode we shot in a Kmart, and the Kmart was open.
There
were real customers. You know, we would shoot in one corner of the store, and then there'd be a whole bunch of customers. Just life would go on. Kmart was not shutting down for us, and to the point where we'd be shooting a scene, and a woman would just sort of wander into frame and be like, "Excuse me, where are the batteries?" And then, you know, like a PA, someone's assistant has to kind of gently nudge her out of frame.
This is the blue light special.
Once we got picked up, they rebuilt the entire thing on some stages at Universal.
So, oh, wow, that's
great. We've got a... It's a lot more manageable now.
You do it out of Universal, of course, on the West Coast, because here on the East Coast, we don't have those studios available. You know, you've been in a lot of stuff. Living with Fran, opposite Fran Dresser, Drop Dead Diva, and, of course, The Perfect Man with Hilary Duff and Heather Locklear. Boy, that would be a tough thing to work on. And somebody told me that you actually started acting at age 6 when a camp counselor said, hey, participate in a musical Annie. You had no desire to act before that?
No, I mean, you know, prior to that, I barely was a human. But here's what happened for all actors. When we're all 6 and 7 years old, we're loud and we're goofy and we've got weird imaginations and we want attention. And then the majority of humans grow out of that and become responsible adults. And then there's a small portion of us we're like, I'm just going to keep doing this forever and hope that someone gives me money for it. And those are the people crazy enough to be an actor. So I was at camp, and I think a counselor just said, you know, hey, you're kind of loud and abrasive. Let's put you on a stage. And that was my first play.
And you went on to do some acting in Ithaca College. Very familiar with that area. That's
yeah,
a great
studied
area.
It. I ended up studying it, which is always a terrifying thing for anybody's parents.
This has got to be a great shot in the arm, this show, for superstores who are taking a lot of grief these days with internet shopping. I mean, you could be the savior of the megastore.
Yeah.
You know that.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, I hope people are watching it and are feeling some sort of romantic nostalgia for the big box store. I don't know. I mean, they seem to, yeah, the online, I especially my house where we've got a little baby and we're not going out enough, there's a lot of online, there's a lot of boxes showing up at our doors.
Yes.
But nothing beats going into one of these stores, you know, with the intention to buy a toaster and then staying for 3 hours and ending up buying an entire bedroom.
Or department. Now, you know, it's funny because as you think back, and you're right, what you said earlier about why this wasn't done so many years ago. When you think back, the storylines for this are absolutely endless.
They absolutely are. And you can have anybody, any type of person can walk in the door either as an employee or as a customer. You're dealing with, you know, corporate America. You got all these sort of hot button topics. We've already done everything from guns to, you know, reproductive rights to just kind of everything. You can cover any topic in this thing. So, yeah, it's been really great.
And still on HBO comedy Silicon Valley. Tell us about Monitor that you recently wrapped.
Oh, Monitor was a short horror film that I did actually a while. But that's so funny. You got the whole resume right there.
No, it's not a resume. I actually did research on you. In fact, I don't know how to tell you this, but Ben Feldman, this is your life.
Should I be crying right now?
You should be crying. Come over to the couch. I got my Ralph here ready to go. And no, you're very...
It's like I'm on Inside the Actor's Studio.
Yeah, right. James
Silicon Valley is a great one that I love. I love going back and visiting. And I've shot a couple, and I've got another one to shoot again this year. That one, I'm really... It's kind of an honor and fun to be a part of a cool HBO show. So,
but, you know, Ben, you are a very versatile actor. I mean, you not only do comedy very convincingly, but you do drama very convincingly. You did Annie very convincingly. I went back to your counselor, and he told me how great you are.
Yeah, you interviewed my counselor.
But, you know, you are really talented, and you deserve all the success that you've gotten, and I don't blame you for asking your wife to wake you up with saying, the 2012 Primetime Emmy Award nomination.
I have her present me with the Emmy I ended up not winning every single morning.
And then you thank everybody who was responsible for it.
I've got a new speech. I write my speech before I go to bed.
It's like a prayer. Well, Ben, you're a great guest. You've got to come back and join us again. It's Thursday nights at 8 o'clock on NBC. Superstar is the name of it. It's a NBC hit comedy that stars our guest, Ben Feldman. Ben, will you come back? You're great.
Absolutely. I would love to. It was great. It was great to be here.
And good luck with the show, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Ben Feldman has been our guest. Talented guy. Nice man, too. And, of course, it's Superstar Thursday nights at 8 o'clock on NBC. And stick around. There's more to come live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Segi today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A busy weekend for FBI agents who are taking another look at Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh's background. They have less than a week to gather information on allegations of sexual misconduct. Before heading to a rally in West Virginia, President Trump said he welcomed this new FBI investigation.
Having the FBI go out, do a thorough investigation, whether it's 3 days or 7 days, I think it's going to be less than a week, but having them do a thorough investigation, I actually think will be a blessing in disguise.
The FBI will provide information, but it will not draw conclusions. A source says agents will be looking into claims by Kavanaugh's former Yale classmate, Deborah Ramirez, as well as those made by Christine Blasey Ford, who told a Senate panel that Kavanaugh assaulted her at a drunken party in high school. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
all across the USA and around the world. Our next gentleman, our next guest, and gentleman, of course, he's both things, is a fellow that I'm very anxious to talk to because I believe in this philosophy 1,000%, okay? He is not only the host of shows Million Dollar Listing on Bravo, but Sell It Like Sir Hant also. His book, Sell It Like Sir Hant, How to Sell More, Earn More, and Become the Ultimate Sales Machine. Joining us right now is our guest, Ryan Sir Hant. Hi, Ryan. How are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
I meant what I said. I'm anxious to talk to you because, you know, sales is a game that a lot of people kind of say, I can't do that, I can't do that. But they sell every single day. Every single day they sell. They sell themselves. It's a part of life, selling. But when they say to people, you want to become a salesman or a saleswoman, they say, no, I can't do it. No one really aspires to sales. I mean, when you're a youngster, you want to become a fireman, you know, a policeman, a cowboy. It's something that you kind of get into later in life knowing that it's probably the thing that motivates the whole economy.
1,000%. Couldn't have said it any better. You're right. We don't. I don't think I've ever met any little kid or heard of one that says, Mom, I want to grow up to be a salesman.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't have to say that, honestly. Because like you just said, we're all salespeople. Some of us are just more so. Mm-hmm. You know, myself, I'm a real estate broker in New York City. I am a salesman. I'm also a marketer, right? I mean, I market all day long. I'm also sometimes a tour guide because I show people these properties in the city all day long. So I wear a lot of different hats, and everybody, whether they're selling themselves to somebody else, they're selling themselves for a job promotion, they're selling their kids on going to bed at a different time, we're all selling all the time. And when money is involved, people get nervous. That's the only difference, right? People don't like talking about money. They don't like talking to people about money. And there's a lot of ways to get around that. But if you realize that selling is a muscle and it's something that you can actively work on, even if you think you're not good at it and you don't really like it, if you learn it and you work on it, you can make your life better.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's so great about selling. There's no cap, right? No one's ever going to tell you, hey, I think you sold too much.
Right. You know, you mentioned something about money. I have many stories because in the broadcasting business for as long as I have and owning radio stations, it certainly, you know, reaches a nerve in the back of my neck when you talk about it. In the broadcasting business, there is a creature that's called a trade where sometimes you will give advertising to a client so that you get products or services and they get the advertising. Well, when I had salespeople that were doing that, they could do a trade better than they can do a money transaction because they weren't talking about money. It's amazing. So I can trade a car for you, Ron, but I can't get any money out of these people. They didn't want to ask for that.
Yeah, because it makes people nervous.
Yeah.
People don't like talking about money.
Right.
Right. They don't like asking for more. So I think one of the mistakes salespeople make is that they think that selling is taking. They feel like selling is asking for things, and it's really not. Selling is assuring someone of a choice that they should make, or assuring them of a choice they were going to make anyway, they're just now going to make it with you.
Mm-hmm.
So you're presenting options to people, right? I can make this trade with you, and you'll get X. But for this amount of money or that amount of money, you also get Y and Z.
Mm-hmm.
It's totally up to you. I think the value is here, and I think the value is there, but happy to make something work with you.
Yep.
And let the person make their own decision, because you're not going to put a gun to someone's head and say, spend your money. That's not what selling is. Selling is presenting options and helping to guide a person to make the choice that's best for them.
I guess the old saying that the sale starts with the first no from the customer is really very true, because I always say that a salesperson is actually a clerk. If somebody comes up to a counter in a department store and says, I'd like to have that watch, now you're a clerk because you didn't sell anything. You just accommodated their need. But let's take something like service versus tangible items, all right? Now, in the case of broadcasting, it's a service. A lawyer, it's a service. A doctor, it's a service. The guy that cuts your lawn is a service. Versus buying a car. You could be a lousy salesman, but the hard asset that you're selling, the car, the fancy red sports car with the bucket seats and the 4-speed transmission, that has a lot of appeal. You don't really have to be able to sell somebody on that. The product does. All you need to do is be a nice person.
You gotta be a nice person. You gotta have gratitude. You gotta, you know, give them a free ride in the car without being difficult. You gotta remember, no one on this planet likes being sold. Nobody. I don't like being sold. It weirds me out. I don't like it either. why would I try to sell anybody, right? I love to go shopping. I love to go shopping with friends. I love to get advice on what to buy. I love making sure that if I want to buy this one thing, that the person I'm talking to is helping me and advising me and giving me the right information, because I might not have all the right information. So if that's what people like, why don't salespeople do that more? And that's where the mistake is. And there's so much more to it. I mean, you know, it's a whole science to it. There's a muscle to it. There's a lot of things people can do, and that's why I wrote the book, right? And that's why, you know, people are scooping it up like crazy, which is just awesome.
It's an easy read, too. It's understandable. It's not put in such technical language where you sit back and say, I wonder what they're talking about. I mean, really, anybody could grasp the concept that you're trying to convey in this thing. It's very well done.
Thank you. Yeah, no, listen, I didn't want to write a textbook. I didn't want to write a book that was boring. There's a lot of business books out there that I can't read because I'm too busy, and I read through three pages, and I'm like, oh, gosh, I don't want to go through this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a lot of books out there that are too fluffy. You know, it's just, they're like, be yourself, post on social media. Like, those books don't help you either,
mm-mm,
right? Maybe they're a fun beach read with stories, but they're not actually going to help you. So I wanted to write a book that was funny. I wanted to write a book that had interesting stories, but that also literally had information in there that could really help you starting today.
Yeah, you've accomplished that, there's no doubt, because if you wrote it so technical, it would be a textbook. You actually were going to become a member of the acting industry. What made you change your mind other than the fact that what you're doing right now has turned out to be extremely economically successful for you?
I mean, honestly, I ran out of money. I try acting with no salary and no income for 2 years in New York City.
Yeah.
And it'll smack you around a bit. You spend a lot of time, months and months and months, trying to work for free.
Mm-hmm.
And you then get rejected because of your face or because of your height or because of your voice. And it's all very personal. And it's tough, you know. I will tell you, it's tough. I did a little bit of work, but it was really, really, really hard. And I got to the point where I just ran out of money, and I couldn't afford to live in New York without some sort of steady income. And so, like a moron, I said, real estate, that sounds like steady income, I'll do that. And I got my real estate license in the summer of 2008, and I started in the business the day that Lehman Brothers filed for bankruptcy.
Good timing, yeah.
December 15th, 2008, great time.
Nothing like baptism by fire. That is a tough time to start. What do you tell somebody? Yeah. What is your suggestion to somebody that says, I can't do this? Because I always say, when a salesman who works for me makes one sale, the very first sale, I will tell them, he or she, that they can never have an excuse for not selling again, because if you did it once, you can do it a million times.
100%. But selling, and I think where people get nervous and they get scared, is a lot of people can do it once, and then it's hard for them to do it again immediately. And that's okay. It's not supposed to be easy. It's supposed to take time. It's a relationship business. So you have to set appropriate expectations for yourself. And you have to have a strategy, right? You have to have goals,
mm-hmm,
kind of put together to allow you to build a sales career, and, you know, to keep that rocking and rolling, and it works.
Yeah, well, I got to tell you something. You did a heck of a job at this. The TV shows, Million Dollar Listing on Bravo, Sell It Like Sirhan, of course, and Sell It Like Sirhan, How to Sell More, Earn More, and Become an Ultimate Sales Machine. It's available right now in bookstores, and get it, because it's not a textbook where you're going to have to, you know, read it over and over and over again. It's very relatable to the reader and extremely advantageous if you want to sell yourself, whether it's in a showroom, in a department store, or just to your neighbor next door, being a nice person. Ryan, you did a great job with this thing, and look forward to having you back. I really am very much impressed by the book. It's done very, very well, as I mentioned earlier.
Thank you so much.
And please come back again. We'll chat about your real estate shows and stuff, okay?
All right, we'll do.
Okay, thanks, Ryan. Nice having you here.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Our guest has been the host of Million Dollar Listing on Bravo, Sell It Like Sirhan. Ryan Sirhan, his new book, as he mentioned now, Sell It Like Sirhan, is available in bookstores as we speak. And while we're on the subject of selling, let's sell a little bit of our show to you, and that is absolutely free. We're going to give it to you, okay, on our website, ronsegi.com. That's ronsegi.com. When you get there, hit the icon that says Listen Live, and you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
As a mother,
mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
We have with us a very interesting guest. He's a financial columnist, a broadcaster. He's an author. In fact, he's penned like 10 books. He's been seen on TV with CNN Headline News, Fox Business, Good Morning America. He's also a winning comedian and has a terrific financial mind. His name is Peter Dunn. He's nationally known as Pete the Planner. Joining us right now is Peter Dunn. Hi, Peter. How are you?
I'm great, Ron. Thanks for having me on today.
Well, I am enjoying having you here because you're going to be talking about a subject that I think everybody has an interest in, and that's how to save money, especially in technology. You know, school has started primarily for everybody now, even college, everything. Earlier in the month, we were talking about how expensive it is to actually get children ready to go back to school. And I only say children from kindergarten all the way into college. But you have some ideas for saving money when it comes to doing this. And I want to hear about them because obviously there's something there that parents and people who have to finance this back-to-school effort themselves would be interested in.
Yeah, I hate to admit this, Ron, but you and I both, the game has changed since you and I were probably in school,
yes.
Which means that we don't just need a calculator to as our piece of technology. We need something more robust. In fact, my kids, who are in fourth grade and first grade, have something called every Friday called Device Day, in which they must bring a internet-connected device so they can complete their work. I mean, 90% of parents and students realize that a digital device is necessary to learn what you need to learn in the classroom. So it's not a matter of just buying folders and trapper keepers and highlighters. Part of this, Ron, is making sure you've got an actual wireless plan for your kids, whether they're in fourth grade or they're a senior in high school.
Well, you know, you talk about how things have changed. Now, I think I'm a tad older than you. At least I hope I'm not, but I might be. But when we had Device Day every Friday in school, I brought in like two Dixie cups and a string. That was about the degree of technology that we had. So what do we do when we put the pressure on the kids that ultimately put the pressure on the parents?
It's tough, right? And so not only does it require parents to budget for back-to-school stuff, but I'll tell you, as a person who's been studying money for 20-plus years, and it's weird to say that I study money for a living, but that's what I do, we need to reconsider some of the habits we already have outside of school expenses. Like, for the modern person, the ultimate experience that we all have is our mobile phone plan, right? And what we found is people spend too much on their mobile phone. They go with the big carriers that they see on TV with these huge networks. The reality is they can save a ton of money. I mean, Straight Talk's ultimate unlimited plan, it's $55 a month, which is 30% less than other carriers, if you will, Ron. And for me, the big issue is there's no contracts, there's no mystery fees, and when you're a parent trying to budget for school and soccer season and dining out after soccer practice, you need to save every penny you can when you have the chance.
Does it come with all of this? The things you can do, open your garage door, do you need all that stuff? All I want is a telephone.
No, I'm with you. I mean, I prefer to text at this point in time, but there was a point in time when I just wanted to talk on the phone. Yeah, but for $55 a month, not only can you talk to whoever you want to, as long as they want to hear you, but you can text as much as you want, and you get data. And the data is the important part here, not to throw talking and texting under the bus, but 81% of students need to be able to watch educational videos as part of their curriculum at school. 81%. My daughter just the other night was getting on her device and watching an assignment. And here's the crazy part for me. You and I grew up on Beta, VHS tapes, things like that. Mm-hmm. Kids are watching streaming HD quality videos from their phone. So they really are all-in-one devices that are part of the classroom experience.
How do you put, though, any control on what the expenses are going to do as these new technology escalate? I mean, how do you keep control of it? It's like, I hate to say this, because it's fantastic what they do. I mean, the GPS, everything is fantastic. But it's kind of like being addicted to it after a while. You got to go to the next plateau.
I don't disagree with you, but you look at consumer pricing trends. Think about the first HD TV that came out 20 years ago, maybe. Three times the cost of what a really good one is today. Prices mm-hmm. come down. That's why companies like Straight Talk, what they've done is they've changed their model. They are using the biggest and best networks. They're just doing it a little differently, and that's where innovation takes hold. And so you got to try to line up with organizations like theirs that can allow you to take advantage of that innovation and pay $55 a month instead of $120 a month.
You don't pay anymore for long-distance calls in the continental United States anymore, do we, at cell phones?
No. I mean, it's generally all in one. I mean, you could be anywhere. Do you remember those days we had to dial in a long distance code?
Yeah.
Boy, I'm glad those days are past.
Me
it's
too.
Like writing checks at the grocery store, but those days are past, and so, yeah, whether it's talk, text, or data, it's just all the same to them.
Now, do you monitor this thing, Pete, during the school year, or do you, I mean, can you keep a control out of this thing? Do you have a plan for that? Because you are Pete the Planner, you know.
Exactly. Well, the good thing is, let's say school year ends and you don't want your kid all summer long on a phone. There are no contracts, so as a parent, you can make decisions whether you want to keep that going. But for me, really, it's a matter of cutting the expenses we already spend money on. I mentioned earlier, fall isn't just school for us, Ron. It is soccer practice. Mm-hmm. It is meals after soccer practice. Mm-hmm. It is travel. I mean, it's everything is more expensive. So Mrs. Planner, as we like to call her, we try to cut expenses on the other stuff when we can.
You have to bring a valid point to the table because it does get a little carried out. You get so enthralled with the convenience of it that you almost say, I don't care what the price is because, boy, this is really cool. And that can be dangerous.
Well, I like to define convenience as exchanging money for time. And rarely can you have your cake and eat it, too. But I think at $55 a month, you're not exchanging that much money and you're getting some of your time back. Again, you and I used to go to libraries to research stuff for school. My daughter sits at the kitchen table on her mobile device and has all the research at her fingertips, which is nauseating to me, but I'm just jealous.
Yeah, I am too. I got to be honest with you. I sit there and make all these excuses why this shouldn't happen. You know, what are you going to do if you don't have a calculator? You know, back in our day, you knew what 7 times 12 was because you had to learn those things. Now you don't even need that. But you know what? That's another generation, and the technology is so fascinating. I just stand by the sidelines and say, wow, and then walk away because I don't know what to do.
Well, I mean, think about it as simple as this. You're at a cocktail party. People are debating some silly, trivial fact. You can whip out your phone and have an answer in 10 seconds. That alone is worth the heartache, right?
Yeah, my wife does that. You know, I say, who was that guy that played in that movie in 1942 that had that scar right above his left eye? Oh, that was Harry Schwartz. How do you know this? You know, how do you know this? Where can we go, Pete, for more information on the stuff we talked about today?
Yeah, I mean, go to straighttalk.com. How about a straightforward web address? straighttalk.com. Or like I do, just next time you're at Walmart, just go to their section there in the phone section of Walmart, Straight Talk Wireless for $55 a month with no mystery fees or contracts.
You can tell you're a broadcaster.
Well, that's a compliment, and I appreciate that.
Well, it was meant to be. I love the name, Pete the Planner. I got a slogan like Ron. I can't say that. The radio guy. I was going to say something else, but thank you for jumping in there. Thanks, Pete. Look forward to having you back, okay?
My pleasure.
Okay, thank you so much. Financial consultant, broadcaster, and author Peter Dunn has been our guest. Pete the Planner. I like that name. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay, and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, Spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now for a no-cost MRI review and to learn more. It's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain. What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
844-972-BACK, 844-972-BACK, 844-972-BACK. That's 844-972-BACK.
That's going to put a wrap on things for Ron Sedgy today on this last weekend of September. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of it. Our guests include Charlie Daniels, Ted Danson, Kristen Bell, Darcy Carden, and Manny Jacinto, Jean Marks, actress Kelly Martin, from Superstore Ben Feldman, and Ryan Serhant, host of Million Dollar Listings on Bravo, and Peter Dunn. Well, we will be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live on across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. Till then, you have a great week. And I hope, until we meet again, that you have blue skies and green lights.